I was going to say 30. No, not quite.
Turn your clock upside
down. How about
that?
I've got my watch upside down, Richie. Sorry. It's 7 after. We'll celebrate Christmas in July.
Yay.
In this hour. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Some
music?
Wine news. Well, of course, that's how you celebrate Christmas. And this is not wine house news. This is wine, like Jennifer news. What's the story with America's pets that are being abandoned? What's new at the post office? It's hello, Richie, to Albuquerque and to Knoxville and to Omaha and El Paso and Bakersfield.
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah. Kalamazoo, Johnson City, Muskegon, Battle Creek, Williamsport. Hello, Williamsport. Here we are, the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the board. Things are happening. Pam Popper from the Fitness Forum will be with us in a few minutes. But before we get to her, we're going to have some laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Later on in the hour, we also talk about the movie situation, what won over the weekend. I have a feeling things changed somewhat. First, though, some Yo Mama jokes.
I love Yo Mama jokes.
Yo Mama's so stupid she tried to put her M&Ms in alphabetical order. Yo Mama's so stupid she put paper on the television and called it pay-per-view.
He just got that one. Yeah. Just got it. Congratulations. Welcome.
Your mama is so stupid, she went to the orthodontist to get a Bluetooth. Your mama is so stupid, she got locked in a mattress store and slept on the floor. Your mama is so stupid she thinks Taco Bell is a Mexican phone company. There we are.
There you go.
Pam Popper from the Fitness Forum joins us in an hour. We got to talk about walking backwards. This is my new thing, walking backwards. That's the new deal, and we'll explain how that works for you in just a matter of moments here. Good day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother!
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
11 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Monday brings us into the Fitness Forum. Dr. Pam Popper is here, a naturopath and internationally recognized expert on nutrition and health and wellness. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. So I have a new thing, Pam. I have this weekend learned how to walk backwards. Everybody's sort of laughing at me because I think Jennifer said, what, you've never walked backwards before? No, there's a whole new concept, at least in my mind, as explained to me by someone who was actually helping me understand. I have a chiropractor who's a NUCA expert. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about Jack Stockwell, who practices.
I think you mentioned his name a couple times.
Right,
I've heard you talk about him.
He's a NUCCA expert. That is the type of chiropractic which specializes in just your neck.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to dinner here. I'm in Las Vegas for a couple of days, and so we went to dinner last night, and he was watching how I walk. And he said, "You're walking forward." And, yeah, I said, "Of course I'm walking forward." No, no, that's not what I mean. You're walking so that your body is moving sort of, you know, how sometimes people...
How you lean forward.
You
your shoulders are forward.
Right.
Yeah, my wife always says I do that,
like
too.
Like you're anxious to get there.
But yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, now, apparently, if you walk backward and still move forward, so I've been doing this at the hotel, people looking at me strange. I have just walked backwards, and I can feel the difference in the muscles in the leg. This is supposed to be good for your muscles in your back because it retrains the groups of muscles that you've let go because you put all your weight forward. This way, you put your weight going backward, and you're using different muscles. I guess it makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you know, I own a gym here in Columbus, and we train athletes.
Yeah.
We use, we do a lot of things backwards. We have running backwards, walking backwards, like high skips, plyometric skips down a pathway and then skip backwards. And it's phenomenal for building balance and coordination. And
how
usually people have
backwards?
Trouble with it at the beginning. They want to look behind them and all that sort of thing.
How do you
get to the place where they do it, they really get a lot out of it.
Jennifer just asked, how do you skip backwards?
Well,
how do you do that?
You just think about skipping as a kid. You know how we used to skip? Well, doing it for athletic purposes, you're bringing your knees up really high, trying to get elevation, and then do that backwards. And it sounds easier than it actually ends up being the first couple times
people
try it.
You know, in our Taekwondo class, Doug, we start out warm up by running, light jogging around the dojang. And then once we get a little bit warmed up, they make us run backwards for about a minute and a half.
So do you lose balance?
No. First it's a little tricky, but then they make us run sideways to your right, and then sideways to your left, and then backwards again. And it is amazing how tired. I mean, we'll have been running frontwards for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, before they make us turn backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And once you turn backwards, 60 seconds, man, you're about to die.
So, Pam, under the circumstances, you talking about this, the gym that you run, what would happen if you did this on a treadmill? If you stood, you know how most people, use the treadmill and you're trying to shake off some calories. If you put yourself on a treadmill and did the up and down, you know, some programs you can, it's like you're going up a hill or down a hill. So if you were doing it backwards, what would happen?
We've never done it on a treadmill. We've done it on a step mill before, had people stand sideways or backwards. The risk with a treadmill is just that it doesn't stop. You'd have to have a fairly well-coordinated athletic person to be able to do it. I would find that a little risky from a liability standpoint. But we've done it on the step mill, had people turn the other way or turn sideways. And just as you were saying, you take people who are really fit, you have them do something different, and that different thing, whatever it happens to be, whether it's running backwards or a step mill facing the other way, you can't believe how many new muscles you start accessing and how fast you get worn out.
Now, isn't that interesting that even in your business, you'd be worried about the liability? What does that say about? It has nothing to do with being in shape. It just is the reality of the world today is you can't do things. You don't want to try doing new things for fear of some kind of legal assault.
Well, the other side of it, though, is there are other ways to get there. In other words, I don't shy away from liability. We actually work our people out pretty hard, but there are other ways to get there other than taking an undue risk. And when we're working out with professional athletes, that's one thing, but we get a lot of people who this is their first venture into fitness.
Yeah.
And so helping, that's why they're there, is so that we can keep them from hurting themselves. You know, they can go off and do stuff on their own and not worry about it.
All right, so someday I've got to come to your place and do a program from the gym. I was thinking, I was at the Arnold last, when is it, March, February, whenever it is. I did
and
the program
from there.
And
we didn't know each other then, or
and
you
we did
would have
not
been at my
that.
Place.
Absolutely. Would have been there in 2 seconds flat. So we'll do that next year. Maybe I'll spend a day at the Arnold, and then I'll spend a day over at your place or something.
And we'll do hot yoga, and we'll
right.
go to the gym, and we'll do some fitness boxing, and then
there
you can
yeah.
eat all the fabulous food, uh-huh. and you'll wish you lived in Columbus.
I want to see Doug do hot yoga. That would be fun.
Yeah, well, and at this time of year, it's like 95 degrees in Columbus, so it's really hot and hot yoga. I went yesterday morning, and I must have drank 2 gallons of water after I got out of there.
There's a new thing called laughing yoga. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard about it. Yeah, I've never done it.
I do that yoga all the time.
I laugh at myself. I was going to say, exactly. I laugh at myself in yoga all the time. Does that count?
It's important to be able to do that, apparently. But this is actually having a laughing session with people in a yoga sort of setting, and people just starting to laugh. And then you go,
It's probably good. Well, I know laughing is good for you, and it probably takes some of the pressure of feeling awkward doing the yoga poses away. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a guy in Columbus who actually developed this laughter program that's therapeutic, and he certifies people to be laughter instructors.
I'm betting this is the same thing. I just became aware of, you know, doing what I do for a living, there's a danger in being exposed to all kinds of things, a little bit about a lot, instead of a lot about a little. So if somebody will give me a little, I'll pick it up in a conversation or a little piecemeal section of an article, and I'll say, okay, yeah, I wonder what that's all about. And then you just sort of ask the question on the air, and you get the answer, and we're all happy.
Well, I think the laughter thing is great. I mean, I never know anybody who got worse from laughing, right?
No.
Everybody always feels better. So if you can apply, what else could we apply it to? We could have laughter in the gym. That probably would help people survive.
Look at that guy over there.
Well, it might. We have a couple of people who've cried in the gym. Better to laugh, right, than cry.
Yeah, exactly. How much of you, this is a side story. I heard in the last 3-4 years that gyms have become the dating bars. When in the 90s and maybe even before that, there were dating bars. And now people seem to be hooking up more in the gyms, no matter whether they're hardcore gyms or just, you know, regular fitness places. Do you think that's the truth? Is that really true?
I don't know. Ours is a private gym, so nobody's in there unless they're with their trainer. But I would have to say this. I'm single, and if I were going to start looking for somebody to spend my life with, I'd want to find somebody who is of like mind. So the gym would be a good place to start, I guess.
There's one, and it's a national meat market that is disguised as a gym. It's called Bally's. And that's
true.
Oh my God!
Really?
Along the Bally's, there was a Bally's on Rockville Pike in Montgomery County where I lived, but it had the best racquetball courts. It had 20 racquetball courts, and they were all in just great shape. So you know, my cousins and my brothers and all, we used to play there every week, twice a week. And this place was—I mean, if you would never go in there just wearing sweatpants and an old T-shirt.
But how would you go about this? Okay, I'm going into the gym.
It was a total meat market.
How would Pam and I hook up in the gym? How would you? I wouldn't even begin to know how to approach somebody that's working out. I mean, what do you say?
Oh, hey, please, nice games, I like your arm muscles. That's what you always say to people anyway.
Right.
I went to a wedding last night. Somebody told me that, actually.
What? They like your arm muscles?
Yeah. They said, I was watching you in the church, and you had beautiful developed muscles in your arms. Do you work out? I said, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. It would happen in the gym instead of at the wedding reception.
So,
right?
Pam, one time on this show, we had Jamie Lee Curtis on.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug started the conversation with her by trying to give her that same compliment, but this is how it came out. I love your beefy arms. You can pretty much guess how the rest of the conversation went.
Yeah, wasn't that bad. From there.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad. But I have lots of respect for women. I mean, more. I don't care about men, but I'm very respectful of women who work hard enough to develop a body that is muscular and strong. I think it's very admirable.
Well, it's good for everybody, not just women, but men too.
Yeah, but men, who cares about men? I'm not interested in men.
Right.
The women.
Yeah.
Right.
Pam and I care.
That's right.
Yeah, we do care.
Pam Popper, who runs the Fitness Forum, you can check out wellnessforum.com. Good way to get a lot of great tips on how to be well, which is why she is here spending her time with us. Pam, thanks.
Thank you.
21 after on Good Day.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, troubles will be out of sight. Hey. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Name that actor.
I would say Jim Neighbors was the voice you were listening to.
You find it amazing that his voice,
Gopher or whatever, Gomer Pyle.
Yeah. Go away.
Golden days, yeah. Happy golden days of yore.
Thought it was appropriate for us to have a little Christmas in July. A lot of sales coming up this weekend. This is the last weekend of July. There'll be a lot of sales in stores. Do we have any of that in the... Did I hear something from the Queen of Cheap today about Christmas in July sales, or was that just something that I dreamt before
back
I got here?
Back to school stuff.
Back to school stuff.
You know how I know I'm getting old, though?
How's that?
I just told someone the other day that I'm going to start Christmas shopping now so that I can be ready in time for
Christmas. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Crank it up, Richie.
A little Bobby Helms for you. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Yes. Jingle Bell time is a swell time to go riding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingle and beat. That's the Jingle Bell.
Pretty cool stuff. Right? All right, what else, Richie, you've got in your grab bag? Let's have a couple of good Christmas tunes before we get back to the either silly or serious stuff going on today. All right, good stuff.
Ready to get this into the Latino crowd.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
How can you not be happy no matter what time of year you hear this? How could you not be a happy camper?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
And we know it's July, but if there ever were a summer Christmas song, this would have to be it.
Nelly Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting.
I'm drinking this Hawaiian water.
From the
Andy Vieira, who has a post on my wall at the Good Day Show Facebook page. Jen, Jen?
I love Andy, yes.
I do too. Andy's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
He brought me in a bottle of Hawaiian artesian water. And I'm drinking it, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's not going to be different. It really is different. It has a great taste to it, a refreshing different taste to it. So I'm celebrating Christmas in July drinking Hawaiian water. All right, Richie, there must be one more good one we got there.
Let's see here. Let's try this. Jackson 5.
Yeah, why not? 28 after on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here to talk about wines with Jennifer, a story at DougStephan.com, sad reality for an Australian winemaker, accident with a forklift destroyed more than $1 million worth of wine.
Ooh.
We'll find out what that means and how long does it take. It takes, what is that expression, it takes a long time to make a fine wine? Is that true?
You can't cry over it.
No, I've heard that.
So that's spilt milk.
Yeah, right. It's Jennifer and Richie and Doug on the Good Day program with a focus on your pets and you and your habits and stuff. You make your habits. You know that, right? Nobody else is your habitual routines that you do. We all have them. Are they routines or are they habits? And is a habit by its very nomenclature negative? Sometimes people will have you believe that if you have a habit, it's a bad habit. Like habit and bad go together. I do not believe that is the case. I think you can become a slave to repeated acts, but the choices that you make about these acts and what it is, either they're serving you or you're serving them. I guess maybe my pitch on walking backwards, that whole business of what it'll do for your body now, I'm going to become, because I think it's new and I think it makes sense, I'll be on this, and Richie will be doing his ad nauseum thing, because every once in a while when I get up, if I get on to something, I stay with it.
Yeah, it's your thing.
Right. I think that we need to have that kind of purpose. So what good is life if you can't make a commitment? And I'm not great at some commitments, but I'm pretty good at committing myself to have, wait a minute, if I just stopped the sentence there. I'm pretty good at committing myself. I'm committing myself.
You should be committed.
To a purposeful action that can become a positive habit by being aware that my body is doing something and so is yours. As you move forward, you lean forward. You're leaning into your body. Thus, as you get older, you may become, your shoulders may become hunched a little bit, or you may lean forward. But I now understand what and how easy, by the way, you can overcome this. What you do and how you overcome it, you walk backwards. And I think once in motion, you will feel it. I felt it as I moved backwards on my legs, my quads, back, that sort of thing. You feel it in your neck, shoulders. So something to think about as you go through your daily routine. I have a whole bunch of people around the world, Richie, that are listening either on the great terrestrial radio stations that we're on or they're listening online at DougStephan.com. Okay, let's start walking backward.
If you're at DougStephan.com.
And watch Richie's new ball.
The coolest thing ever.
Click on the video, the Ustream video right there on the video box right there.
Yeah.
And you can see my new disco ball I just hung in the studio.
Disco.
It's awesome.
Disco. Mm-hmm.
This studio has attitude now.
It totally does.
Yeah.
So that'll be showing up when I'm in my studio doing the program there, just on the farm. People will be looking at that ball, and they won't take their eyes off of it.
That's right. The disco ball. Disco we will ball. Hypnotize you to watch this show, whatever it takes.
The United States Post Office, USPS, Postal Service, they call it now, right? I don't know why. Because
yes, there is no service.
Not much. The post office has removed something from every post office in the country. Do you know what it is? 800-510-8255. That could be it.
Yeah, it could be it.
We'll leave it open, and whoever comes up with the right answer gets a swell prize. We have this new food stuff that we're giving away as prizes. We have the Doug Stephan paraphernalia. This is something I was tempted to give you four or five choices and you pick from them, but if I do that, it becomes too easy. So I'm going to try my luck here for the next couple of minutes with you. See if you can figure out what the post office, last time you were in a post office, Richie doesn't go to the post office because he pays all of his bills online and leaves himself open to hackers.
I pay my bills online.
Yeah, Jennifer does the same thing.
Better chance of being hacked by giving your mail with all of your information on it to some total stranger than I have of doing it on a computer, brother.
Well, what do you figure that? He's going to open up my envelope and take the information out of the envelope? That's punishable by 27 years in jail.
You think a hacker is really worried about that?
Nah. I'm not talking about a hacker. The hackers aren't worried about it.
The hackers
would open up the envelope.
Already. No, yeah. The person, the identity theft criminal, is already committed themselves to breaking the law. You think the act that gets them the information that they need to be able to rob from you is going to stop them from doing that? Not
800. 800. Will you just be quiet?
Yeah.
800.
Sorry if I make sense.
No, I don't want to hear it. 800. I know. 510. Let's not. Let's. You know what the problem with you is? You always want to spoil my good stories with something that may or may not.
I don't want
not.
To spoil your story.
Yes,
I just want
you
to give
want
you
to spoil my story.
I want to challenge. Give you a different perspective.
800-510-8255. What is the post office doing? Actually, they've completed the job last month. They completed removing something from every single. There are like 34,000 post offices in America. The post office has taken this out of every single post office. What have they taken out of your post office? All the post offices. What is it? 800-510-8255. All right, so the story with this wine, the story at DougStephan.com about the winemaker and all of the wine. What will you explain the process? Jennifer and her father are sommeliers.
Sommeliers,
them too. What is it that happens when the wine is actually produced? After you've done, like Lucy, stopping the grapes,
mm-hmm.
Then what happens then?
So you stomp, once you get the juice, then you put it into a big vat, mostly stainless steel ones, and they're huge.
Yep.
And they sit for a determined amount of time. And then they go into barrels. You'll either put them into French oak, or you would put them into American oak, or you might put them into another stainless steel barrel.
So what happens? All right, let's stop there.
Okay.
What happens when you put it into, what happens to the taste if it's in a wooden barrel versus a steel barrel?
It's a big difference. In fact, probably the best difference that I can give you is Chardonnay. If you've ever had a Chardonnay, if you've had a big buttery Chardonnay, that typically tends to be a wine that's been put into oak. If you have a clean Chardonnay, that's one that has more of that's used stainless steel.
So the oak would have chips and pieces of
stuff. Definitely the oak. And if French and American oak also put in different tastes into the wine. With French oak, you're going to get kind of a toasted.
It's not like you're going to get the splinters, Doug.
You don't get wood. Just, you just get a different flavor from the barrel.
It absorbs part of the chemical makeup of the wood. It becomes part of the wine taste.
The same thing with beer? Doesn't beer get aged sometimes in wood?
With whiskey,
that's the point. Not the point. I'm asking a question. Knowledge here is, I guess, required or requested. Does most alcohol get timed out in wooden barrels?
Does it? I don't think all of beer does, but there are some artisan beers that are actually fermented in wine barrels. That's a new thing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
had one a few weeks ago that was done in oak barrels, and it was, man, oh, it was delicious.
Was it? Yeah, when you say delicious, what does that mean?
It was very dark, but it had this kind of maple honey flavor to it. But the beer was, my wife tasted it and she thought she was drinking dirt. But I thought it was fantastic. Yeah.
It's like a dirt sandwich.
It's a very dark, earthy taste to it.
Really?
But it's craftsmanship, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Again, obviously, what do I know about this sort of thing?
But all alcohol has to age.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't give it.
What they call resting it on its lees. Have you ever heard that term before?
No.
And they stir it so that the sugars and the yeast. I want to say spores,
ferment.
But what is it?
Ferment.
No, the yeast cells. The yeast cells have to be spun around in the wine, and then those are the lees, so they go to the bottom of the barrel as the wine ferments.
Yeah. All right, well, this is a point of interest for a lot of people that enjoy wines. This guy was very upset, obviously, if he loses $1 million worth of wine.
Yeah.
But there are cases where... Really, what's the most expensive bottle of wine that ever sold? It's got to be $1 million. Somebody has to have paid $1 million.
You can pay for some French wines. You can pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on how old they are.
Yeah. Jennifer and I had $1,500?
Riesling.
That was $800?
I think probably the most expensive wine I've had was about a $1,600 bottle of wine.
Who paid for it?
The restaurant.
Michael Jordan, who is our... No. Head guy, when he
the
became
guy,
a master, we went out to dinner to celebrate, and
he's the guy that gave us a free meal at night because I was there.
Yes, that's him.
That's right.
Wine spritzer.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
But he didn't give you an $800 bottle of wine the night I was there.
Yeah. Gave me an $8 bottle of Mogan David. Yeah.
I paid $100 for a bottle of wine on Saturday
a
gift for somebody, nice. And Jennifer actually recommended the wine.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm going to have Jennifer come to the store when we get the cheese thing in, the dairy store we're going to sell our own cheese, but we're going to put wine in there as well.
One of the most memorable meals I've ever had is that night with Jennifer. When we were drinking all these wines, they would pair the wines up with different appetizers.
Yeah.
And one of the most delicious things I've ever put in my mouth is when they bring these wines over and then they bring this assortment of cheeses over. And it was just, it's indescribable. How
wine and
good
cheese are perfect partners.
And good wine.
So
good.
Indescribably
good wine
really delicious, was the old thing.
It's amazing.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let me recommend something. The Dr. Ken, were he to be here, his daughter is in a performance of the Pirates of Penzance or something like
cool.
that.
Cool.
So there's a morning performance. He couldn't see it at night, so he went to see her this morning. But if he were here, he would be talking about Salonpas, the pain relief patch, which is clinically proven to fight pain without having to take anything other than slap this patch on where there's pain, and you will get relief right away. It's recommended by doctors. It's recommended by the FDA, recommended by us. Don't take the pills. And by the way, one of the things that is proof positive of how good this stuff is the fact that through a special deal that we've made, the folks at Salonpas will give you a free sample if you go to either DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com. So if you want to beat the pain, you don't want to take pills, no prescriptions, then you get Salonpas. You go to there are all kinds of grocery retailers and the drugstores that have this stuff. You can engage in all kinds of physical activity and wear the patch. It will address the problem as it comes about. You have to wait until you're done exercising. Put it on now. You know where the soft spots are in your body. So take care and prepare. This is a wonderful product. Get a free sample of this pain patch at DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new international survey finds that people in four major countries fear Alzheimer's second only to cancer. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The poll included France, Germany, Spain, and the U.S. It was commissioned by Alzheimer Europe and was released this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Dr. Maria Carrillo of the Alzheimer's Association says other results from the survey are more encouraging.
The good news is that people said they would seek medical advice if they saw signs of confusion or memory loss in themselves or a loved one, despite their significant fear of Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association understands that people want to live long, healthy lives free of the disability caused by Alzheimer's. Identifying and treating the disease early is how we will accomplish that.
A majority of survey respondents in all countries expressed strong support for increasing government spending for research on new treatments for Alzheimer's disease. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
13 and change for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Ritchie and I want to know what the post office has removed from every single post office. Let's start with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. The FBI wanted posters.
FBI wanted posters. Ooh. Interesting guess.
Good guess.
But I think if you went into your local post office, you would still see that the most wanted...
Thank God. That's where I go in to figure out who not to date.
Yeah, right. It's, they've done it politically correctly now. It's not called the most wanted. It's the least popular list.
Yes.
That's not the most wanted anymore. It's the least popular list. But they have not removed them. Thanks for the try. Let's see. Angie, what do you think the post office has removed from every single post office in America?
A stamp dispenser.
Stamp dispensers. No, they still have stamp dispensers in most of them. What town? Where are you, Angie?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. So have they removed the stamp machine from your post office?
Well, I know they have done it in Fort Worth because I just came back from there.
Oh, really? Wow. What good is a post office that doesn't have a stamp machine? I mean, these people aren't that bright, but you'd think somebody would say, well, you know, we got to keep a stamp machine in the post office. All right, thanks, Angie. Glenn, hi.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
It's doing well, and how are you doing?
I'm doing fine from Avon Park, Florida, WFHT. And the one thing I know that they have removed from every post office is copy machines.
No more copying machines in the post office.
Interesting. Huh.
That's right.
I never saw one in my post office. I go to there are three or four post offices in the town where I live, and I don't ever remember seeing a copying machine in there.
Yeah, they used to have them in every post office.
Really?
And they are now gone.
They are. Well, that's not the answer. I'm looking for something that's current that was done all at once, and that was over time. But, it's a pretty good guess, I guess. Richie, I don't know whether he's right or wrong, but he sounds convincing, so give him a prize.
Ah, what the heck.
All right. Okay, let's see here. Here's Robert next on Good Day. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hey, surf's up, Doug.
Surf is up.
I like that. Good to be surfing. Looking, dude.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The
answer is that they've removed all the clocks from the post office.
They have removed all of the clocks because management is getting so many complaints from people. The amount of time that people are standing in the post office waiting to get to a server, and the clock was there staring everybody in the face. So these morons think that people won't think about how much time they're wasting standing in line if they took all the clocks out. So every single clock has been removed from every single post office in America.
Kind of dumb.
Where do these people come from?
This is why they can't make money.
Get these jobs. My God. Ay, 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 ay. So, Richie, give him some of that new food product that we've got.
Sure.
51 after on Good Day. That you want to be free. That you
come. That you would be. ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a lot of attention, even if it was a lousy movie. Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band, Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees. Why didn't the Beatles do their own theme from Sergeant Pepper? Why do they need Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees? I never understood that. Chuck, did you ever get that?
No, I have no idea. Good question.
Number one movie during this week in 1978. Those are the Beatles, though, Richie, aren't they there?
No, none of this is the Beatles. This is all Bee Gees Frampton.
All right, anyway. Number one movie during this week in 1978. All right, Richie's going to love today's contest.
Oh, good.
Number one movie during this week in 1980. So go back 31 years to a movie that is a classic in many different ways. And won't take a whole lot of heavy lifting to figure this out.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this one of your favorite movies, too?
Nope.
Okay.
800, but it has one of my favorite sort of comedians in it. Yes.
Okay.
And then one of my least favorite. So it's a mix of people that I like and don't like. 800-510-8255. Listen carefully to the clues. See if you can come up with the answer. Chucker's going to have some movie news and the results of the box office totals this weekend. No surprises that I can see there, Chucker. All right, but before we get to that, let's get to the first clue in our audio round.
How about a Fresca?
Ah, got it.
800-510. Aren't you pleased with yourself?
Yes.
800-510. Chucker, you got it?
Not a clue.
It's so fast.
It was hard. Chucker, the line was, how about a Fresca? Still nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll let you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Hey, tell you.
Oh. You must have been something before electricity.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. Here's the last clue.
It's in the hole.
Shut up and
it's
the
easy
clue.
To grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But a man worthwhile is a man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in his seat.
Spalding!
All right. The dumbest, one of the dumbest movies for the last 30 or 40 years.
If you are an American man, you must know at least 50% of the lines from this movie to consider yourself an American
man.
You've
got to be a real man.
Mm-hmm. That
all right.
Means
800,
you, sir.
I guess I'm not. No, I'm
not
American man.
An American male.
No, I'm not. No, that's true. I'm probably a socialistic, fascistic pig. That's my problem.
France.
Yeah, right. right. So now that we have that aggression out of our system. Chucker, 800, yep, by the way, 800-510-8255 was the name of that movie. Today is the anniversary of the opening up of a movie with President James Marshall on board his plane. Remember that movie?
Air Force One.
Air Force One, yep. President Ford, Harrison Ford was James Marshall. Yes. All kinds of impossible situations that they figured out and fixed. That's really, the airplane didn't get saved, but everybody else did. And that's good, right? After all.
It was a lot of fun, that movie.
Was a lot of fun. Yep. Yeah, it was a good. It was a good time. All right, so, Chucker, you've got your Entertainment Today and Beyond blog. What have you written on any of the movies that are out right now?
I don't remember the last time. I think it's been a few weeks since I wrote a column. But number one at the box office, no surprise, Doug, was Captain America, the First Avenger. Biggest opening for a superhero movie this summer, $65.8 million. Now, Marvel has a pretty good game plan. It's currently filming The Avengers, which has Captain America 4, Iron Man, and the Hulk all in one movie. That opens next summer, so obviously, there's a pretty big interest in these comic characters, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty solid opening weekend.
Well, isn't that the thing? Arnold got together with this guy, Stan Lee, to create a special comic book hero based on the Governator?
That's a, I don't think that's ever going to be a movie, but that, I guess that's just in comic form. I don't know how popular or how wide that's going to be with the public. Number right. two. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, $48 million weekend number 2. It did drop, believe it or not, 72% over its mammoth opening weekend, which is a big fall, but still $274 million in 2 weeks of release. Friends with Benefits placed third, 18.5. That movie stars Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. I think she's one of the more appealing actresses in the business right now. Number 4, Transformers Dark of the Moon, $12,325,000 in 4 weeks, and Horrible Bosses round out the top five, 11.7, $82 million in 3 weeks of release. Cowboys and Aliens was screened at Comic-Con, just want to bring that up. Reviews and reaction was very positive. A lot of people seemed to really like it. It was described as 70% Western, 30% Alien Invasion with real good, solid character development. It opens next Friday.
Start. All right, Bo, what's the name of the movie?
Well, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is the answer. You are correct. Who'd you like best in that movie?
There's such a great cast of characters. You have to know all the quotes. You're just not a real man, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, right. Thank you. Told you.